This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 19th. God's word for you today is in training. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 78, verse 13 to 15. And it says, "For he divided the sea and led them through, making the waters stand up like walls. In the daytime, he led them by a cloud, and all night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them water as from a gushing spring. No one can carry you on eagle's wings forever. Even the eagle does not do that with its young. The purpose of being on eagle's wings is so that you can mount up with wings as the eagle, understanding the trainings so that you can deploy your own wings with the confidence that the eagle of eagles is close, ready to help." My mother was a maths teacher, and it was like there was no math problem she could not solve. She taught all of us math, and I do not remember any one of us having problems with mathematics. In my first year in the university, I will take some of the math problems I did not understand home, and she will smash it. However, in my second year in the university, I entered the class of Professor Adepoju, abstract algebra, and I was seeing stars partly because I was very playful. I was confident that when I get home, my mom will sort me out. So that weekend, I got home and found mom in the kitchen. I can never forget. When I showed her the abstract algebra, I saw a look on her face that I have never seen before. And she said to me, "Son, I have done my part. It is now your turn." What she said next was very powerful. She said, "You have what it takes. I have trained you to understand this. So go and understand it yourself." And that was what happened. With that confidence, I went, and the rest is history. Though she had carried me on eagle's wings, it was time for me to spread my own wings and soar. Again, no one can carry you on eagle's wings forever. Similarly, my late father would say to me, "I want to escort you to where you will not be afraid. If we are deliberate with our children, both spiritual and physical, our legacies will be remarkable, and God's name will be glorified. The purpose of being on eagle's wings is for you to mount up with wings as the eagle. You have been paying attention thus far, but you need to pay closer attention because your life is about to change. Say amen." Your voice is very important to activate things in the spirit realm. Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 says, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." The experience God was referring to was what he did to Egypt during Israel's crossing of the Red Sea and the crossing of the Jordan in Canaan. Everything God did from the Red Sea to the Jordan, he classified it as carrying on eagle's wings. He classified it as training them. In fact, that entire period is classified as the wilderness experience. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for my wilderness experiences, my training. Open my mind to understand and retain the secrets you are revealing this season. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.